AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Feeling the heat. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is meeting this morning with lawmakers in her party who want to begin impeachment proceedings against the president.
Pelosi favors a more methodical approach in confronting a president essentially taunting Democrats by testing the bounds of his power and trying to block their investigations. But more rank-and-file Democrats are getting impatient and pushing Pelosi to act faster by initiating impeachment proceedings. Some Democratic leaders back Pelosi, but also suggest moving toward impeachment may be inevitable. Top Lieutenant Steny Hoyer says, "We are confronting what might be the largest, broadest cover-up in American history," adding, "If a House inquiry leads to things including impeachment, so be it." Sagar Meghani at the White House.
There have been days of bad weather in the Midwest, and it's not over yet. Missouri, Oklahoma, and Kansas are going to get slammed again today, says the National Weather Service. Danny Lorton manages a raceway in Wheatland, Missouri, and he didn't like what he saw yesterday after the storms moved out.
By the looks of everything, we're thinking of probably a tornado. We've lost campers in the campgrounds area, our bleachers up top. We lost it in the infield. We got a little damage to the grandstand section up top, too, and then we lost our off-road structure.
He talked to KSPR-TV. Two people died in the storm in Missouri. Joe Biden's presidential campaign says he wants Congress to make abortion rights federal law if necessary. The concern among some Democratic presidential candidates is the Supreme Court might eventually overturn legalized abortion nationwide. Quick Trip is taking some vegetable trays out of its stores after several people got sick in Wisconsin and Minnesota. Health officials say the Del Monte vegetable trays, which included broccoli, cauliflower, and carrots, have been linked to salmonella bacteria. This is AP Radio News. What next for the man whose books helped to spawn the big TV hit drama Game of Thrones?
Of course, George R.R. Martin knows that fans of Game of Thrones are waiting for him to finish more books. He says he's aware that the first of the two projects, The Winds of Winter, is late, but he promises it will be done. As for when it will be done, he isn't saying. Now that the hoopla over the Game of Thrones finale has died down a little, Martin has had time to reflect on what he has wrought. He says it's been a wild ride for him and hopes that while the HBO series based on his writings was an ending, he says it's also a beginning. And he says once he does the new stuff, you all can argue about it on the internet. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
British and Japanese mobile phone companies say they're putting on hold plans to sell new devices from Huawei. This is the latest fallout from the U.S. tech restrictions aimed at Huawei. The U.S. alleges security risks with the company. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.